Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I pray that you are having a blessed day on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. We know that, but you know that I don't let any opportunity pass by without reminding myself and reminding you of the goodness and the glory of God. And God truly does have a great plan for our lives. God has a plan to prosper us and not to hurt us, a plan to give us hope and a future. Amen, and praise God. And I'm worshiping Him today for who He is. Amen. Sometimes you just have to worship the Lord for who He is. Amen, and praise God. And I'm glad, I am so glad that He is God in my life. I am so glad that He came into my life when He did and saved me and delivered me and set me free from everything that was keeping me in bondage. You know, you might have friends or family members who are not saved, who are not going to church, and you may even be one of those people who do not believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You may be one of those people who do not go to church. You may be one of those people who have a hard time with religion, and you know, it just gets to the point where if you're there, or if you know someone who's there, that's just where they are, and they're there, or you're there because it has not been fully explained to you or properly explained to these people about the goodness and the glory of God, about the power to be found in the Word of God. There are so many people who are lost out there, so many people who are still looking for solutions and still looking for problems to still looking for answers to problems, but they just can't get any satisfaction. They just can't find the answers that they're looking for. And I want to just say, give God a chance. You know, if you have tried everything else, give God a chance. If you know someone who is not a believer yet and they're out there trying everything else, I just want you to just tell them these four words: give God a chance. Give God a chance to make a difference in your life. Give God a chance to step into your situation. Give God a chance, because we have to get to the point in our lives where we realize that we can't do it in our own strength. We can't do what needs to be done in our own strength. We need help. Everybody needs somebody. And everybody gets to a point in their lives. I believe that everyone gets to a point in their lives where they have to believe God, where they have to say, I can't do it. I surrender. And when you do surrender, even if you're already a Christian, when you do surrender, please, please, please surrender all. Please give God everything that you have, because if you don't, you're going to be fighting some of the same old battles. You're going to be dealing with some of the same problems. You're going to be involved in the same activities that you were prior to becoming a Christian. And that's why we have so many Christians that are being labeled hypocrites. That's why we have so many people who are backsliding, because they have not totally surrendered everything to Jesus. And you really have to get to that point. You really have to get to that point in your life, because the reality of the matter is half stepping is not going to do it. Just giving God some but not all is not the answer. You have to make up your mind that you're not going to be in control any longer, but you're going to let God be in control. And you might say, well, you know, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal, Pastor Rebecca? Why are you so somber, as one guy so aptly called it? Why are you so serious today? And I'm serious because a few things happened to me on yesterday. A few things happened, and I'm like, we got to get serious about this thing. We have to get serious about God. I can't play. We can't play church. We can't play with the word of God. We can't play with people's lives. We have to just sometimes just put it out there like it is. And today is just one of those days where I'm putting it out there like it is. No more straddling the fence. No more playing church. No more playing with God. No more pretending that everything is okay when it's not. We have to get real with God. We have to get to the point where we have put everything on the altar of the Lord and say, God, you take this because I can't do it anymore. Take my addiction, Lord. Take this addiction away from me, Lord. Take my appetite, the sexual appetite that I have, because I'm finding myself on Friday night, on Saturday night, in bed with the wrong people or in the crack house. And I'm finding myself doing some of the things that I used to do. I'm finding myself cursing people out over the weekend or cursing people out during the week from Sunday until Sunday. I'm not the same person on Sunday that I am during the week. And I'm tired of pretending. You have to get to the point where you are tired of pretending. Amen. Where you let go of all of that stuff and let God have his way. Too many people are holding on. We're holding on and we're really not giving God a chance. We're holding on to that old stuff, and that's the stuff that you were supposed to deliver to God at the altar. We ask God to bless us. We want God to give us our stuff, to be a sugar daddy in our lives, or a Santa Claus, or a genie in the bottle if you're into the secrets or the law of attraction. And we want God to do all of this stuff for us, but yet we're not willing to do the things that God requires of us. God needs some stuff from you too. God wants you to repent. God wants you to repent, to turn from your wicked ways. Okay, it's out. I didn't mean to say that, but the Lord is speaking to someone on today. God wants you to turn from your sin, turn from your wicked ways, turn from your evil desires. So many of us get into sin. We get caught up into sin because of our own evil desires. And then we want to blame the devil. We want to say the devil made me do it. We want to say that I'm under spiritual attack. I'm in warfare. But a lot of that stuff is your own evil desires. A lot of that stuff is your own wicked ways, amen, or your old wicked ways, your old evil desires that you have not given up to God. When you got saved, you were supposed to repent from all of that stuff. That means that you were supposed to turn away from, you were supposed to have a change of heart and say, I don't want to get high anymore. I don't want to get drunk anymore. I don't want to be sleeping around with people that I'm not married to anymore. I don't want to live life like this, mean and evil and angry anymore. You must repent, repent, repent. You must repent, for the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is not you dying and going to heaven. The kingdom of God is not when Jesus Christ walked on this earth. The kingdom of God is Jesus Christ in you. Amen. Jesus Christ comes to dwell with each and every individual. The kingdom of God is you allowing Jesus to be God in your life. You allowing God to be God in your life. It's time to change. It's time to stop living a substandard life. It's time to stop settling for less. It's time to get off the throne and let God be on the throne in your life. You are never going to have the victory in your life as long as you are God, as long as you are your own idol. You have to just stop it and let God be God. Give God a chance. Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Aren't you tired of being somebody's plaything, of being someone's bed partner without them giving you the honor of making you their husband, making you their wife? Aren't you tired of picking up drugs and waking up the next morning feeling like crap? Aren't you tired of selling your body to man after man or woman after woman being used and thrown into a corner like a used dish rag? Aren't you tired of being tired? We have to get to that point. We really have to get to that point. And it might not be that dramatic. It may not be that drastic. But aren't you tired of being angry? Aren't you tired of holding on to unforgiveness and being mad at people and getting mad just because someone says something to you and running here and there? Some people can't even stay at one church because they're running around with a spirit of offense. The first thing that somebody says to you, you are offended, and now you are leaving the church. The first thing that the pastor says about you that you don't disagree with, and the pastor wasn't talking about you anyway, the pastor was in the spirit speaking and preaching the word of God, and you get offended and leave the church and decide that you're going to go and try to find a Burger King church, you know, somewhere where you can have it your way. And I want to say that that is not the way of the Lord. God's word will cut you. God's word will rebuke you. God's word will fix you up. It will break you down so that it can build you up. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting and dividing bone from flesh from marrow. It will cut down into the innermost parts of your being and take out all of that unclean, impure stuff. And you have to let God have a chance with you. You have to let go and let God give God a chance to change your life. God can change your life. He can turn your whole life around. And I am just so mad at the devil today. If I sound angry with you, I'm not angry with you. I'm angry with the devil. Because the devil is having his way in the lives of too many of God's people. I wanted to open up the phone lines. I only have about 3 minutes. If you're out there and you're listening to me and you have something to say, call me. If I have to take the show a little longer, I will do that. If I have to take this ministry program a little longer, I will do that. Call me at 646-652-4832. I'm serious about this thing today. I'm not playing. I'm not playing. I am not playing. So many things happened on yesterday. We had a blessed service in the Lord. We had a blessed time in God. But one of somebody came to us and told us that they had used drugs the night before. And we would never have seen this person picking up again. Amen. Then after the end of the service, someone came and said that they were a prostitute. And they used to be a dope addict shooting up, but they were not shooting up anymore. But they were pregnant and drunk. This person was pregnant. This woman was pregnant and drunk. But she said she grew up in church. And I'm saying, what's wrong with that picture? What is the church doing wrong? Will somebody email me? Will somebody call me and tell me what is the church doing wrong? Where have we failed the people of God? Jesus. Jesus. So the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. That's it. That's it. That's my word for today. Get yourself on your knees. Humble yourself. Repent. Give your addiction to God. It does not belong to you anymore. You are a child of the Most High God. If you're a Savior, you've already been delivered. You need to receive your deliverance. Jesus Christ dwells with you, and where Jesus Christ dwells, drug addiction cannot dwell. Prostitution cannot dwell. Fornication cannot dwell. You cannot stay up in that mess when Christ is in you. You cannot stay in a sinful lifestyle when Christ is in you. Come on, son of God. Come on, daughter of God. It's time to get up and stand up and be the woman of God, the man of God that you have been called to be. No more straddling the fence. You got one foot in the world and one foot in the church, and I'm saying to you, the Bible says, come out from amongst them. Touch no unclean thing. Do not indulge in any unclean extracurricular activity. You know whatever it is, whatever floats your boat, you know what it is. But I'm here today giving you a charge to stop it, to let go and let God be God in your life. God can heal you. All that you have to do is call on the name of Jesus and ask God to take the taste right out of your mouth. Whatever it's the taste for. It could be the taste for anger. It could be the taste for sex. It could be the taste for drugs or alcohol. The taste for hanging out in clubs and acting like a total non-believer. It could be the taste for whatever it is. But I want to admonish you today to let it go. Let go and let God, give God a chance. Amen and praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, I worship your name and I magnify your name. I thank you, Lord, for just using me as a prophetess on today to sit on the wall and declare your word. Lord, I pray that each and every person that tunes in today will hear this word and will heed to this word and will know that the end of sin is death and that the behavior that they are indulging in is going to take them out if they don't take that thing out by the root. Father, I pray, Father God, for total deliverance in the name of Jesus, that you would deliver my brother, deliver my sister, freedom, take the taste of alcohol, drugs, loose living, wicked desires, evil ways, take the taste totally away from them. Take the desire away, God, and let them be free. Save every family member, Lord, who is indulging in these activities, Father God. I speak to that unclean root, that unclean spirit, and I say, come out of him. Come out of her, you unclean spirit, and return no more. And I lift up this prayer of deliverance and healing, total liberation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and praise God. Praise God. That is it for today's ministry program. I want to encourage you to tune in again. Go to nccmradio.com and listen. Listen to me on a daily basis. Every day is not like this, but today it had to be because God wanted to speak to you today. Listen to me daily at nccmradio.com. If the Lord leads you, sow into this ministry. I'm doing this full time for the Lord, and I ask you to sow a financial seed into this ministry to help me to keep doing what the Lord has called me to do. This is it for me. This is my full-time job. So I pray that you will minister to one today. You should be on your face if I spoke to you today, calling out to God, asking him to forgive you so that you can move on and receive his forgiveness. Know that the minute you repent, God forgives. Amen. And you should be able to move on. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity, especially the opportunity to get it right with God. And remember my sister, remember my brother, that God loves you, and so do we, here at Power in the Word. Peace.